All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the two ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. I did hand gestures when I said it that time. I've never done hand gestures before. Maybe it's, you know, emphasis. With me is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. And Jake, when last we spoke, I mean, there was so much on the horizon. Last week, we pre-recorded an episode. We recorded in advance. The Lions were about to win the championship game and advance to the Super Bowl. That didn't happen. Biden was going to bomb the shit out of Iran and say, quit fucking with us. That didn't happen. And yeah, we thought we'd be on the precipice of World War III. And well, here we are. Nothing's changed. And now we got to root for the Niners in the Super Bowl tonight.
Nah, worse than World War III. The Lions came, the Niners came back at halftime and won. That is why I will root against the Niners. Not only do I want the Niners to lose, I want that whole goddamn city to crack off and fall into the ocean.
They beat my Packers too. But I gotta go with them. I'm sick of the Chiefs. And you and I have talked about this. It has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. They can cut the Taylor Swift as much as they want. I'm fine with it. It has nothing to do with her. It has everything to do with the Chiefs. Of just when they won that first one, it's like, oh, they're the underdogs. They came out of nowhere. The Chiefs haven't won in forever. Good for the Chiefs. Now it's like there's just every fucking year they're in the championship, and let's give it to someone else.
I hear what you're saying. I would agree with what you were saying. Had they not come back at halftime down 17 points to beat us to go to the Super Bowl, I don't care.
To be fair to them, Fuckhead went for it on fourth down twice instead of kicking field goals, which would have, what I can't remember, would they have won off those two field goals or at least been tied going into, they turned the ball over on downs twice.
They did. And I love a coach that goes for it on fourth. That said, that guy really takes that to the extreme.
Yeah,
he'll go for it on fourth if it's fourth and 1,000. He doesn't care.
I have buddies that live in Michigan said they were watching at a bar and everyone in the bar was screaming, "No, kick the field goal!" Ah, fucking Christ! Like, I wanted him to kick the field goal, and I'm not even a Lions fan. I'm just jumping from team to team now that mine is out. So, well, we will know tomorrow what happened. Well,
dude, no, here's how brutal it was for me. I was watching it at a bar too. I was there. My wife was there. There were like some friends of ours who were also Lions fans, and I had bet. Did I tell you my little mix-up?
Yeah. You did some little DraftKings bet. WebMD. WebMD is a medical site. I'm trying to make up names, but yeah, you did some online.
I needed a doctor by the time this was done. I don't know if I realized this by the I
you
think
bet on
I think
2025
I had
Super Bowl.
I bet on 2025. Right. So I did go back and bet on the 2024 one. I had the NFC Championship that game at just under 3-1, and I had the Super Bowl at like 8-1, you know? So some of the people, because there were some friends of our friends who weren't really that familiar with the apps and sports betting and stuff, and I was showing how the odds change in the middle of the game, and I mistakenly showed to them and my wife, I was like, look, I made these two $50 bets, one on this game, one on the Super Bowl. They're actually asking me to cash out right now, one of them for like 120, the other one for like 170 something. No fucking way I'm doing it at halftime, you know? And my wife immediately goes, cash it out now. I was like, nah, we're up 17 points. This is the Lions year. This is the year of the Lion. One
what
prize,
could happen?
Don't cash out at halftime. This is why women don't sports bet. Huh? You don't know anything about sports betting. How about you go make me a fucking sandwich and you let me make a little more goddamn money? I'm going to win like $500 when these guys win the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. And so I proceeded to fucking drink myself into a hole the rest of the game and afterwards. So I wake up the next day hungover, sweating and shaking, whole body and mind and soul just aching. And my wife is just sitting there going, I told you, you should have fucking cashed out at halftime. And it's not even like I could call her a Monday morning quarterback. She was telling me at halftime. She is a Sunday night at halftime quarterback telling me to cash out. I told her
you
no.
Always cash out when you're up, no matter what.
No way. No. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I would have made so much more money. If you cashed out and they won, and I'd be like, God damn it.
Well, right. They would have won, and I could have like made what they were offering me on both of those bets, I would have made just on that one game. And then I possibly could have won like $400 more in the Super Bowl.
If anybody's watching, my daughter gave me a candy bracelet. So I keep taking bites out.
Your teeth.
Yeah. No, I'm taking bites of a candy bracelet. All right, let's jump into the news. Let's jump into right after we recorded 2 weeks ago when three service men died in Jordan, and we were talking about, okay, Biden's got to retaliate. What's he going to do? I saw General Wesley Clark say he needs to hit Iran, just like I said. I said, I hope he hits targets in Iran. I hope he fucking bombs Iran and says, you back the fuck off. And he didn't, but he did. He did pull a Soleimani. He did kill a leader in Iraq. And it's funny how he killed.
I was going to say, he bombed like 82 targets or something like that across three countries. I think he gave him the fucking what for. I don't know anybody talking about how he should have done more. Not even
Republicans
are bitching. Created a fucking nuclear war. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah. I like that he hit another leader, though. And I like that he did it in Iraq, where it's like, yeah, you can, because Iraq is like, oh, you hit someone in our, how dare you bomb in our country? It's like, well, if you're going to have assholes in your country, we're going to fucking hit them where they are. Don't harbor assholes.
When it's dumb of them to send the leaders right after a bombing to Iraq, it's like, I'll send them to the one place America's never been known to bomb, Iraq. He'll be safe there. They don't even know where to find it on a map of it.
Did you read what they did with the guy they hit in the car? I didn't know they did this. No, they sent a non-explosive missile. So instead of a missile that blows up and, you know, takes out a big wide swath, you know, like is happening in Gaza where, oh, this bomb dropped and took out, they just hit the car with a missile and it's going to fuck the car up and no one's going to survive. They don't need the explosion to take out all the surrounding buildings. They just send a non-explosive missile that fucking drills right into the car and, you know, something hitting the car at 500 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them are designed. They're more designed like that to kind of get through armor.
Yeah.
Because if you have something that just blows up right on impact, when it hits something like a tank or like an up armored Humvee, let's say.
Yeah.
MRAP, whatever. What tends to happen is it'll hit that really hard armor and explode on the outside. What you need is something that penetrates really hard and then explodes once it gets in there.
Yeah, and this didn't even, from what I read, it wasn't even an exploding one. It was just like, all right, we're going to drop this 2,000-pound hunk of metal at 500 miles an hour onto a car. No one's surviving, and no one did.
Oh, like a giant anvil, basically?
Yeah, basically, like a speedy, like an anvil with a rudder that you can control with your little joystick. Like there it goes, there, you know, like a laser guided anvil. So yeah.
Did it say Acme on the side? Because that would be cool.
All right, so let's talk about other things in the news. Let's jump right in here. Two things: President Biden easily wins South Carolina's first in the nation Democratic primary. Well, yeah, they didn't allow any challengers. It's a fucking gimme. This is the stupidest thing. Did you read what the Biden administration did today?
No.
Same thing as last year. Every year, the NFL offers the sitting president a 20-minute interview.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's taking a pass again. It's like, okay, last year I think it was on Fox and he didn't want to be treated poorly. This year I think it's on CBS. I mean, it shows fear. It shows weakness. Like, you don't want this senile old fuck to be out there. And this comes on the heel of the report about the classified documents where the special counsel said he has a bad memory and stammers. If you got a report that says he has a bad memory and stammers, you put him on TV and have him be confident and forthright and interview. The fact that they are hiding him from another interview, it's like, dude, not a good look. Not a good look at all.
Yeah, look, there's lots of times where I'll do this podcast to where I'm so hungover, I'm like Joe Biden 10 years from now. But I'll do what? I'll drink Monster Energy beforehand. I feel fucking good. Give him one of these, bud. He'll be like Joe Biden in the 90s. He'll get racist again. I mean, there'll be other problems, sure. But like, he'll be there. He'll be, synapses will be firing.
Yeah, he'll be shooting off zingers. So
I think that was a dumb move. I think it was a dumb move.
Very dumb.
And look, Is the right talking up how old and senile he's gotten? Absolutely. That said, the left is talking it down. I know this as somebody who works on a progressive radio show. We're not playing the same clips that they are on the right wing channel. We're playing opposite clips of Joe Biden. They are making him look like a man. They're making him look like Junior Soprano at the end of season 10. If they're, you know what I mean? And we're making him look like he's JFK or Winston Churchill come back to life. Well, Winston went, you know, bat, but you know what I mean? Specifically in the beaches, storm the beaches or whatever speech to fight them on the beaches. Anyway, but my point with that is when somebody starts to get old and kind of, whether it's Alzheimer's, you know, dementia, whatever, I don't know if you've ever really spent a lot of time around somebody that's happening to, but with my grandfather, I was around him fairly frequently, and I got to see the kind of progression. And at first, it will kind of start minor in general, but then even once it really starts to get strong, it kind of hits them in waves. They'll be fine one day. They'll be like themselves 20 years ago. You'll think like, wow, this guy does not have dementia at all. I don't know what the fuck anyone's talking about. And then the next day, it's just like, huh? You know, and so, and it can happen in the middle of a sentence. It can happen, you know, you don't know when he's going to snap in and snap out of it. So if you have shows like pretty much all of them, and I say this as somebody who works on one, you know, depending on what angle they want to take, they'll just give you 30-second clips where he's fucking wide awake like it was 20 years ago, and then the other one's going to make him look senile. Because look, I guarantee you the right-wing channels are completely flipping it with Trump.
Absolutely. Like, that's what I was just going to ask you. Let me ask you a question. When it comes to senile, I don't know if Trump is senile or stupid or clever, okay? Because right before we took off, he was talking about how his opponent, Nikki Haley, did not take his advice. He said he offered him 6,000 troops on January 6th, but Nikki, he either confused Nikki Haley with Nancy Pelosi because he's stupid, or he knows his supporters are stupid and he just attacks, and he knows they're not going to know the difference between Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi because they're so stupid because they support him. It's like, yeah. I don't know if you saw the Daily Show clip where a guy was interviewing a Trump supporter, and the guy in all seriousness said, well, what I want to know is I want to know what Obama was doing on 9/11. And the Daily Show was going, why do you think Obama was not in office on 9/11? I don't know, but I think that's something we should get to the bottom of. It's like, we are talking about monumentally stupid people. So is Trump delusional, senile, or dementia, or is he just not give a fuck and will say, because he knows his supporters are stupid and don't give a fuck?
No, he's getting, now there's no way that, there's no confusing Nikki Haley with Nancy Pelosi, or when I say confusing, I mean, there's no convincing your supporters that one is secretly supporting the other, because that's what he did with Obama and Biden, what he mixed those up. You know, is he would later then kind of do what you were saying and be like, oh, I just said that because Obama is Joe Biden. He's been running the show the whole time because he knows that his supporters hate. Now, there's no way you cannot in your right mind, even to that guy, claim that Nancy Pelosi has anything to do with Nikki Haley. She's pretty right wing with her actual policy.
She's a hardcore conservative.
So what in terms of convincing that guy that they're somehow in cahoots together, Haley and Pelosi, that's not doable. In fact, you can kind of tell when he's saying it, he's kind of stammering and sort of waiting to look. What's going on with Trump is he's starting to get it in terms of like the dementia, the senior moments and all that. And it really fucks him up bad for what he does, because what he does is riffs and goes off prompter a lot.
Yeah.
Which he's very good at. That's what.
So when he starts going down the Nikki Haley is Nancy Pelosi path, he just keeps going. Like, he doesn't have a moment.
He's a lot like Muhammad Ali in boxing, right? Muhammad Ali would do things in the ring. Like, he would back away from his gloves. He would fucking, you know, dance and try to get guys to swing right at his head. And like, they don't teach you to do that in boxing. They teach you to stay covered up unless you're throwing a punch and bring it right back, because someone is trying to swing and fucking take your head off. Not just someone, but in the case of like a someone of Ali's caliber, the best heavyweight fighters in the world, the guys who are the best at punching a guy that doesn't want to get punched, they are trying to punch you. So keep the fuck covered up. But Ali was so quick that he could drop his hands. And of course it would make guys swing like hell, because it's like, dude, it's a completely undefended guy. But he was so quick, he could make them miss anyway.
Yeah.
Until he got just a little bit older. and a little bit slower. And you don't have to slow down much before, you know.
Yeah, we're talking milliseconds.
The top level contenders in the world are going to catch you. And they caught him hard, and it fucking rattled his brain bad because the guy also tragically had an iron chin and would never go down. You know what I mean? And he just stood there. And so when he would get caught, he would get rocked. He would lean back. He would dodge. He would do all that. Couldn't catch him when he was in his 20s. But then, you know, he got a little bit older, slowed down, and he started getting caught. Right. That's what Trump does with that fucking no teleprompter shit. It really made him sound great in the debates, because you know, as somebody who performs, if somebody is up there doing something like really scripted material, especially if they're reading off a thing, even if it's off a thing that the crowd can't even see, even if it's just memorized, if it's super scripted, it doesn't come to life like somebody who's able to just do their set as if it's conversational. And then especially if they're riffing or doing crowd work, now the crowd knows, like, oh, this really is in the moment. And crowds react to that. Crowds react to the energy of a guy who's talking in the moment, as opposed to a man who is speaking off a script, who kind of sounds like I do right now.
Yeah.
compared to this right now. That's the difference between a teleprompter guy and a non-teleprompter guy. Only problem is, if you go non-teleprompter, you better be fucking quick. And he's slowing down just enough to where he's doing these long-ass rallies and shit. He's going to start saying crazy things because it's
crazier.
To do an hour off the fucking dome when you're riffing a lot and not sound nuts. And he's talking, you know, geopolitics and shit. He's not just telling these people dick jokes or doing crowd work with them. He's talking actual... But, you know, politics, he's going to say nutty things sometimes. He's slowing down. He's getting caught. And so that's what we're seeing. He was able to do the no teleprompter thing before, but it's fucking him up now.
So you know what we need then? We do need Trump-Biden debates, because they will be hilarious with both of them off their game.
Yeah. Ooh. It's going to be rough, man. Drink a lot of, I'm telling you, Biden, huh? Monster Energy, right here. That's
and here's the fucked up thing. We're not even sponsored by Monster. We're not even getting anything for promoting it. So,
but our podcast would be awful without it. And yes. For those of you saying, well, it's not that fucking great now, you should see it without the Monster Energy. Okay? It's brutal.
You should see it when Jake's hungover. All right. Well, speaking of Nikki Haley, oh my goodness. The most funny thing. What is this goddamn thing? Nikki Haley. So Nevada had two... I want to say elections. They had a primary and then they had a caucus. And so for the primary, you could go in and do a straightforward vote, and Trump wasn't on the ballot. So it was Nikki Haley, maybe someone you didn't know, and none of the candidates. Sure. And Nikki Haley lost to none of these candidates. Oh, man.
I mean, she was barely up against candidates before, you know?
I mean, she lost decisively. It was none of these candidates got 63.4% of the vote. Nikki Haley got 30% of the vote. Mike Pence is still on the ballot, 3.9%. I didn't even know he was still running.
Biden, I'm genuinely shocked that 3.9% of people voted for Mike Pence. That's insane.
Well, that's more than Biden got 89% of the vote. None of these candidates on the Democratic side got 5.6. And then Marianne Williamson got 3%. So she's trailing Pence. So maybe you get a Williamson-Pence ticket going on, crossing party lines, you get 6% of the vote.
That would be pretty cool. You got a Jesus freak and an astrology freak.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Bridging gaps. They'll have reasons. The two of them, you put them in a room together, they'll think of oils. Oh, dude, they'll think of reasons you shouldn't get vaccinated that you've never even fucking heard of before. I mean, it'll be wild.
Yes. And Nikki's still in the race until South Carolina. Well, whatever. Oh, I closed that on accident. Let's open that.
I mean, but to be fair, she wasn't even campaigning in
Nevada. No, she wasn't. I mean, but she should have won that.
But because now it's, you're right. Everybody else has dropped out except for her and Trump. So she should be doing well.
She should do better than none of the above, but.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We'll see how she does in South Carolina. If she gets smoked in her own state, then it's
that says something.
Now, that said, things could happen with these indictments in between now and then, in between whenever, because I think if the guy actually gets convicted, that changes things.
Didn't they push the trial already, though?
Did they push it back till after the primaries?
I thought it was supposed to start in March, but I just read that they pushed it back. So, well, we'll talk about that next week. When's the trial start?
Well, yeah, I'm more talking like after South Carolina. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. we got a long way to go with the whole primary thing. I will say, I think it's a mistake taking that guy off the ballot until he actually gets convicted for
insurrection. Oh, yeah. It looks like that's what the Supreme Court's going to do. Everything I've read said the Supreme Court is very skeptical about what Colorado and Maine have done. It's like, yeah, if he is convicted of treason, then he shouldn't be on the ballot. But if everybody's going, he committed treason, okay, well, yeah, you can say that, but it's not a conviction. It's not. There's no court of law that said he was convicted of treason, so he stays on the ballot.
Well, right, and people compare it to the Civil War and go, well, actually, no court convicted people in the Civil War. Yeah, it's a little bit of a different case. After the Civil War, you didn't have half the country's media claiming that the Civil War was just a riot and that the politicians had nothing to do with it, and it was actually Antifa in Union Army or in Confederate Army uniforms the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much FBI drawn battle lines.
Yeah, right, right. It was they got uniforms. They did a little ditty for a few years. It was there was a lot more
a declaration of cessation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. They put their names on and signed and said, "Hey, we're creating our own countries, boys. Fuck off." Whatever the 17th century term for fuck off is, that's what we're doing. Or 18th, 19th, whenever this happened.
Fucketh offeth.
Yeah, fucketh offeth. Sucketh thy dick, asshole. You Yankee scum. All in caps lock. They were doing caps lock cursive the whole time.
Jake, I sent you this story for one reason and one reason only. It was very eye-opening to me. I mean, there are things I didn't know. Here's the headline. Bill Maher says he axed 2-hour Kanye West podcast because he is a very charming anti-Semite, and I'm not going to contribute to this. Bill Maher thought he was going to get Kanye on and preach some truth to insane and maybe turn him, but that did not happen. It's just he kept going on a path. But so we know, Jake, we know the Jewish people, they control the media, they control the banks, it's all good, whatever. But as I'm reading through this, there was one thing that surprised me. I'm scrolling down. Where was it? Come on. Peddled an anthem over hospitals and financial institutions. Jake, I had no idea the Jews were in charge of hospitals. So it's the media, Hollywood, the banks, and hospitals. Kanye, open in eyes. I had no idea. Now I'm learning. Maybe that's why Bill Maher wanted to bury it, cover it up.
I really want to hear this interview now. I want to hear his wacky hospital conspiracies.
I want to know is, did he wear a gimp mask like he did for Alex Jones?
Yeah, the thing is, a guy like Kanye West is so fucking nutty that I don't think and Bill Maher is talking about how, oh, I don't want to spread this anti-Semitism or whatever, but I'm like, dude, he's so goddamn nutty that you're not winning over people that aren't already anti-Semites with a guy like this, you know? Right. It's just, and then he's talking about, well, people that maybe would have just thought this would be comfortable enough to say it. Maybe if the guy comes off normal, or if I'm like, listen, I really think a lot of dudes with Steen in their last name are controlling the banks and then I see a guy with the git mask going, yeah, the guys with Steen in their last name, they're the ones causing all the problems. They got space lasers. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I don't want to be roped in with that fucking guy. So maybe going to be anti-Semitic with my friends. Maybe I'll take a glance over both shoulders before I start talking shit.
You know what this made me think of? This is off topic, but it's still on topic. Aaron Rodgers did another Joe Rogan podcast. Did you listen to it?
No.
I listened. I made it about a half an hour. I like Rogan. I like Rodgers. Rodgers is my man. I listened to Rogan. I made it a half an hour. It was so uninteresting. What they would do is they would just sort of put the conspiracy theory out there without really talking about it in detail. So instead of saying, okay, here's the problem with the vaccines. You have this, 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 and here's why they don't work, and here's the evidence. What they would say is, well, the vaccines are bad. Well, yeah, they are. And then you know what Bill Gates is doing? Well, yeah, Bill Gates. Well, anyway, so you have this guy, Fauci. Fuck him. Oh, he should be in jail. Like, but they, that's
right.
They, they stayed at that level without ever going in deep, and then they would just jump topics. So it's not like you wanted to listen for 90 minutes to say, oh, are they going to get back to why Fauci is a criminal or what Bill Gates is doing? So I tuned out after 30 minutes of just base level, here are our talking points, but without ever going, I tuned out. And so the next day, I jump on Facebook, and my dumbest friend, I went to high school with him. I love the guy. I'm good friends with him. I know he's a Trumper. I have nothing against him, but he is my dumbest friend. We once had a political conversation where I cornered him, and he just sort of went, okay, dude, you got me, but I still feel the way I feel. So he posts on Facebook, dude, have you guys listened to this new Aaron Rodgers interview? These guys are so smart. This is amazing. And it's like, there you go. That's your audience. You're not switching anyone new, but if you, because they are articulate. It's just they never went in detail. And if you have no details, you can't go into detail. So you just have to stick with saying, well, Bill Gates is buying all the farmland. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you're not winning over new people for that. You're getting people who are just using that to kind of
justify their dumb beliefs
anyway. And even if you got on there and said the opposite, well, then they would just say nothing about that interview. We wasn't going to sway them. No one is undecided about how they feel about the COVID vaccine in 2024.
Yeah.
Say the nuttiest shit you want about it, you know? So I think there's a good parallel between that, because no one has been sitting there going, I've been thinking about getting vaccinated for the last 3 years. I've been on the fence about it about a quarter of a decade. I've been undecided on whether to get vaccinated. However, I listened to the Jets new quarterback, who did a lot of research while he was sitting on a bench injured this whole season. He had time to Google on the sidelines, and he did his own research on the sidelines, and based on that research that he vaguely talked about on Rogan, I'm not getting it.
And that's the thing, is when they're talking about it, they say, oh, have you listened to Dr. Peter Venkman? And he does great stuff. Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, that's good stuff. But they never talk about what he said or the research. So it's like, yeah, I Googled and this is what I believe. Okay, that's great. I want to hear why you believe it. What did these people you discovered on? And the fact that they weren't doing any of that made me like frustrated and tune out. Like, okay, if you would give me any details, and I've said this before. I know I've said this before. I have two thoughts in my head. One, it's funny to me that when they got COVID, and they mentioned that in passing, it's like, well, what you did when you got COVID, yeah, we both handled it fine. Yes, you took monoclonal antibiotics and ivermectin. I'm pretty sure, as I've said, that's like saying, I have a headache. I took two Vicodin and one aspirin, and boy, that aspirin really kicked ass. You know, like, you're...
Right.
And the other thought I had is the last time
medicine and an amethyst crystal. I'm pretty sure they both did equal amounts of lifting. No, they didn't. Right. They didn't.
The last time he was on Rogan, I thought this was fascinating. They had a conversation where they talked about how COVID ruined the economy and the government overreached. And they also both said, they both went on record and said, oh, Obama was the best president we've ever had. I loved Obama. Obama was great. So you had right-wing media completely ignoring both Rogan and Aaron Rodgers praising Obama and pulling out the sections where they'd say, oh, the government overreach fucked up the economy and hurt businesses, and that's what they screened. It's like there's context. Well, there's a big conversation, and you pluck what you like out of it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is Rogan has on all kinds of guests, man.
Yeah, left
you can
and
make
right.
him look like this right-wing psycho if you want to. He tends to agree with whoever's sitting in front of him, you know? So if you pull clips of him interviewing somebody who's on the left, he's going to sound pretty liberal. Or you can go the other route.
I was watching her. I was listening to him once where AOC came up, and he put out there, he said, I would love to have AOC on the show. I would love to talk to her and hear her ideas. I don't think she wants to talk to me. I mean, he's very open to talking to anyone and hearing ideas.
He said Bernie Sanders on, you know?
Yeah, he did have Bernie Sanders. All right, we're running out of time. Let's find another. We talked about this guy.
Real quick, to go back to him and Aaron Rodgers getting COVID, I think what did even more than the antibodies was the fact that they're two dudes who are in phenomenal shape.
Yes.
That alone is going to make a ton of difference, like more than any medicine you can take.
What was it?
More than the vaccine.
90% of the dead were old or obese or, you know, right. like, yeah.
Right. So it's like and it's not like, oh, just be healthy and don't take the vaccine. Well, it's like, what you could do both.
Yeah.
You could do cardio and the vaccine, and you probably won't even get the I never got it, and I wasn't careful at all after I got the vaccine. And I'm not even all that healthy. You know, I just do a little bit of cardio. I skip the occasional lunch and I'm fucking fine.
I did have it. I didn't realize I had it. I had a tickle in my throat and I was sort of going, you know, like for a day. And that was at its peak. And my wife said, you need to take the test. So I did. I was like, oh shit, I've got COVID. But it was exactly like I am now. It did nothing debilitating. It was just like I had a little cough. So I isolated for 7 days like you're supposed to. We've talked about it. That's when I watched Squid Game, when I was isolating in the basement. It's like, all right, I'm watching Squid Game. I fucking binged it.
Dude, it's so good. It's so good. Yeah, my wife, it was the same kind of thing. She took a test because the people who we kind of shared like an apartment with, like they lived upstairs, we lived downstairs. They got it and told us we should get tested. Hers came back positive. Mine came back negative. I didn't have her like quarantined for me or whatever. In fact, we timed it out. I think not only didn't I get COVID, but I conceived our first son in that time. So COVID is like spinach. You know what I mean? Popeye's got a spinach. I got COVID-19. It makes me stronger and more virile.
And your baby's going to be like Homelander. So
that's right, dude. He's a daywalker.
All right. I want to touch about this that we talked about. I didn't realize it wasn't pay protected when I sent it to you, but apparently it's pay protected now. But I can read the headline, and that's all that matters. Pastor accused of $3 million crypto scheme says he may have, quote, misheard God. The guy we talked about the other week who said God told him to make crypto and sell it to his followers and then buy things on his own with the money they were giving him for the, he wasn't using crypto to buy the things. His flock, his followers would give him money and then he would buy using the money. And then they were stuck with crypto that had no, so God told him to make crypto. Oh, maybe not. He may have misheard God. Maybe God didn't say get into crypto.
It turned out it was Satan or Allah or one of these guys dressed like God. It was that fucking Vishnu. He tucked his trunk in his shirt and made himself look human and started going, hey, I'm God. You sound like an elephant. No, I just have a cold. Tell him to buy crypto. He tricked me.
Yep. One more story.
Well, I would say, here's the thing. But if they're going to get on this guy for ripping these people off, they're going to convict him. Then I say he should walk unless they also convict guys like Joel Osteen. Because Joel Osteen is basically selling them the same shit, but going, but you just send the money now, and then it appreciates, it accumulates
interest. Prosperity evangelism is called. Prosperity something where, you know, you share the money so that it comes back to you. You share it with me, you give me the money, and then it comes back to you.
Yeah. It through karma or in heaven or whatever. That shit's way less tangible than crypto. Okay. You'd be better off investing in an NFT of this guy's cryptocurrency than that. You understand? And at least look, to this guy's credit, at least if more people bought it, if like all the Christians in the world was like,
it would have shot up in value.
Currency that's used by gays and atheists. We want our own Jesus cryptocurrency. You know, if they all did it, it would go up in value like Bitcoin.
Yep.
Everybody said Bitcoin was stupid when it first started, and then a bunch of people bought it and it took off. So there was
technically, it is still stupid because it will still collapse and it does go up and down. But yeah, there's enough people trading it now. It goes up and down,
but like if you would have bought it at the beginning, you would have made a fuck ton of money. That had the potential for happening, whereas Joel Osteen going, just give me the money and it'll appreciate in my bank account. The stock will go up, the interest rates will accumulate, and then when you get to heaven, you'll get to spend the money. You'll have your own private jet when you get to heaven and fly among the flock of the Lord. You know, like, this had more of a chance to work than that. So if this guy gets 10 years, Joel Osteen should get 1,000. That's
I agree. Well, speaking of criminals, we got 2 minutes left. I want to, Jussie Smollett asks Illinois Supreme Court to toss, oh, sorry, there's an S on there. Illinois Supreme Court. Nah. Oh, there we go. Ask Illinois Supreme Court to toss conviction for staging 2019 attack. How nice is that? You do something stupid. You're caught. You're convicted. And he's just saying like, yeah, I was caught, I was convicted, but let's just get this taken off the record, please.
Bro, stop doubling down. They were going to let him go. They were going to just be like, listen, this was a bit of a shit show. You know what you did. We knew what you did. We're going to drop the charges now just to make this quicker and easier on all of us. And then he went out and did a press conference. He go, I have been exonerated. All right. I have been proven right against a bunch of racist, homophobic cops and DAs. And now they're like, all right, dude, we got to charge it. Like, we could have. What the fuck are you doing? And so he's the best case scenario. He loses a bunch of money and looks dumb. Worst case scenario. They charge him criminally for more shit.
I like the quote in here from his lawyer. What should have been a straightforward case has been complicated by the intersection of politics and public outrage. Or just, you know, what you just said, Jake. Or it was complicated by the fact that you didn't let it go away quietly and accept you got caught, that you tried to fight it. All right.
Well, yeah, because look, they shouldn't. When it comes to him, here's where I'm sort of on Jesse Smollett's side.
All right.
When they go, well, the city, you know, they spent millions and millions of dollars investigating the Jesse Smollett case. Yeah. I mean, we had a bunch of murdered kids we could have been trying to solve those cases for. It's like, shouldn't you have been doing that instead of this anyway with most of that? I mean, like, I'm not saying
murdered
you should
kids
investigate.
Doesn't make the news.
Right. Exactly. It's like, dude, this isn't some small town in rural Wisconsin. Okay, this is Chicago. You guys got real fucking murders you should be investigating. The fact that you put this much time and money on this, where even if he was telling the truth, he wasn't like hospitalized. He wasn't, you know, like, yeah, right. Investigate it, find the guys. But if you're putting that much time and money and ignoring kidnapping cases like they were talking about and murder cases, things like that, that's you guys being kind of like clout chasers and being like, well, this is in the news and we gotta do this and that. And like, I get you gotta put a little more attention on it, you know, since it is in the news and it does have that hate crime element to it. But let's face it, it's a hate crime where even if he was telling the truth, the guy got a couple scratches. Like, it's not, you know, find the kidnapped 5-year-old and then maybe deal with that. So that was you guys who spent most of that money, and you guys should fucking resign.
We're going to get cut off. Find Jake Vevra on all the social medias at Jake Vevra, the symbol at Jake Vevra. Find me at NathanTimmel.com. Go buy a shirt from my shirt store. Jake, good seeing your face. Thanks, Chicago Comedy Scene Radio Network. And goodbye.
Free Jesse Smollett and fuck the 49ers. Yeah.